I think things like the SonicNet that started up in the last few months out of New York, an article in Billboard this week that you, last week's Billboard talks about them, which is going to be a music bulletin board, and it's basically going to be international, that allows bands to upload their demos, upload video clips, upload different things like that. I think it's basically going to be this is going to provide one type of a forum for artists to get snippets of possible interactive demos up there. I think the costs of creating desktop video have come down to the point where I've seen projects that were done for under $5,000. The tools are out there to empower you to do it. If you make a $5,000 investment, and that's not a huge investment in terms of band toys, you can get Macromedia Director and Premiere and a few other tools, Photoshop and a couple other tools, and basically create some really interesting desktop interactive product. I think that's going to be, I don't think you're going to have to get them to, go back to the original question, how are you going to get them interested? I don't think you're going to have to get them interested. I think they're already interested. I think they're just going to have to find how to get empowered. And the empowerment comes from using the same desktop tools that they use to create demos with ADAT machines and MIDI studios and whatever. The same way they were able to create home records for $5,000 that used to take $100,000 in a studio, there'll be things done interactively that can be done, on shoestring budgets, and then it all comes out to distribution of how do they get it onto the marketplace.
I don't think it'll take much. I think that you look at the success, or what I think will be the success of an organization like Substance Interactive, which is featuring a lot of younger bands. I think that people definitely want to be involved in it. What needs to happen, both for established artists and for younger artists, is that they really need to, they need to focus on how they can create original stuff in this art form. They need to get as good in their understanding of this as they are in their understanding of what they can do in the recording studio. I think it would be great if there were a fund, an education fund for younger artists, but that's not going to happen. So they've got to figure it out on their own. And it also takes companies like mine to go to these younger artists and say, hey, do you want to get involved in doing this? And figure out how to get somebody else to pay for it, because that's generally the problem anyway.